KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. The Word. So the Lord was revealing to him, if you're following my word, you won't catch me in that way. You'll catch on my way. Your way is temporary. My way is eternal. So the Lord is talking to Peter. I'm going to make you fishers of men, not these physical fish that you will eat and need more. I'm going to give you something that will draw men forever. Antioch. We are told that the disciples gravitated to the Lord. When we think about what the Lord is doing, the Lord was doing something so unique in their life that was life-changing experience. When we look at what the Lord was doing, we see here it says they embraced a ministry that the Lord had called them into, but yet they fully didn't understand the ministry. And so we see in our story here, it tells us how Peter, once he understood, as they looked, and he said they saw that it was the Lord, a man on shore, and then John made the announcement, that's Jesus. John made the announcement, that's the Lord. And he had to tell Peter. Now, Peter was first in everything. He was first in line of the disciples. And yet John told Peter, who was on the shore speaking to him. And when Peter realized who it was, he took his garments and wrapped himself up and swam to meet the Lord. Isn't it amazing how when we hear a word from the Lord, how it changes our direction? And the Lord was changing our direction. When we heard a word from the Lord was moving us, and we ran and we jumped to get to the Lord. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how you get to him, just since you get to him. I share with people so many times. You know, so many times people say, well, you know, I would come to church, but I'm just not ready yet. I've got to get myself right. And the Lord said, I need you to come just the way you are. Amen. Because the moment the word hits you, the word transforms you, because the Holy Spirit takes up residence in you, transforming your life, and you won't be the same anymore. I shared in our Bible study last week how the day you accepted the Lord, you're heaven bound. If you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Get to the Lord, my brothers and sisters. And in that 12 and 13 verses, Jesus said, come and dine. Yet none of the disciples dare ask him, who are you, knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus was in a glorified body. We look differently, but we sound the same. The body we will get will be a body that is holy, and eternal. This body will go away, and the body that we will get will be holy and eternal. You've heard me say we've all been predestined to look just like him. It is not about a physical appearance. It's about a spiritual appearance. So the body we will get will be holy. It will be eternal, and it will look just like the Lord. That's what makes us predestined to look like him. Because the way we are, we do not look like him. An unperishable body that will last forever. This body will go back to the dust, but the body that the Lord will give us will never perish. It will never break down. It will never get sick. It will last for an eternity. When we think about the Lord, he knew everything that would take place in our life. He knew all that he would do to save us from ourselves and to save us from the sins that we have. The disciples were just one of those instruments that the Lord used. The disciples didn't quite recognize him, but the moment they recognized the word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The moment they recognized the word, they recognized who he was. And when the Lord entered into your life and you recognize the word, your life is forever changed. I shared a story, and I'll close with this. And I shared something about what the Lord had revealed to me, Daryl. I talked about a close friend of mine, Pastor Johnny E., who passed several months back. And I shared a dream, a vision that the Lord had given me. And they said, it's terrible, it's dangerous to talk about your dream. But I don't believe I'm dreaming. I believe the Lord has given me visions of tomorrow. And that dream was about Pastor E.'s, and I shared it with my Bible study class. And that dream was about him. And in that dream, he was standing afar off from me, for we were all at a meeting. And that meeting was designed for rewards. And Pastor Ease called his name out and say, this is my reward, Reverend Johnny L. Ease Jr. And he said his name like that. When I looked at Reverend Ease, I said, I saw you at a distance, but I didn't recognize you. He said, I saw you at a distance, but I didn't recognize you. But it was only when he spoke did I recognize who he was. It was only when I spoke that he recognized who I was. It's only in the spoken word will we recognize each other. And he said, here is my reward. And I looked at that reward, and the Lord would not let me see what it was, for he was holding it in his hand. He said, this is my reward, Reverend Mathis, look. And I'm looking, and I said, I can't see it. The Lord says, I will reward you when I come. And my response to Reverend Ease was, I'm here for an award too, but mine will come later. Remember, I said there was a gap between his reward and mine. There was distance, and there was time between his reward and mine. And I shared with the wife, I said, I know I'm heaven bound because I've seen my destiny. And when you know that you know that you know that you know that you are his, you have nothing to fear. The day you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you are heaven bound. It ain't about denominations. It ain't even about religion. It's about a personal relationship with the Lord. We preach it every day over and over. To be a Christian means that you are Christ-like. And in order to be Christ-like, you are following what Christ set the example for us. When we think about what God is doing, he said, hear my words. I don't have anything fancy to share with you. I don't wear cut-off jeans. I'm not fancy at all. I just preach the truth. God called me to do one thing, to a dying world. He said, preach to a dying world so that they can live forever. And sometimes it is misunderstood, and sometimes people misapply the application, but the Lord said, keep preaching it anyway, because the Holy Spirit is the one that does the converting. And the Lord is speaking to the hearts of a nation. America, hear this. God said, change your ways. If you want a Saul, you will get him. America, change your ways. If you want to run away from me, try it. And you will see what God will do to every great nation that ran and turned its back against God. God says, I will bring you down, for you are not higher than me. Hear the words of the Lord and change before it's eternal and everlasting too late. Stop listening to foolishness, because God will give you your Saul. And your Saul will do exactly what he has been predestined to do. The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Be foolish enough and listen to that, and you will get exactly what you want. The doors of the church are open. The Lord is speaking to the hearts of the people today. The question is, will you hear what the Lord is saying? Come as a candidate for baptism, you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian Experience.
Tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at antiochmathis@bill.com.